From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. BP officials say they're encouraged by the way a cap is working to prevent more oil from gushing from a broken well in the Gulf of Mexico. Vice President Kent Wells says they're closely monitoring information on pressure and temperature since the well was capped.
Based on that information at that point in time, we'll make decisions on whether to end the test and go into containment mode or continue on with the test or any other decisions that might be taken at that time.
Wells said so far there's no sign that oil is escaping again. BP stopped the flow Thursday for the first time since April 20th, when the oil rig exploded, killing 11 workers. Meanwhile, the cleanup continues, and much of the Gulf of Mexico is off limits to fishing. Although the spill has caused great hardship, not all fishermen are opposed to more drilling in the future. From member station WUSF in Tampa, Joshua Stewart reports.
Dean Pruitt's been a longline fisherman since high school. He usually has six boats trawling Gulf waters for grouper and other popular restaurant fish, but his catch is down, and some of his boats are staying at the docks. Pruitt is worried about the future of his business, and he's filed a claim with BP for his lost revenue, but he doesn't want oil drilling stopped altogether in the Gulf.
I don't want to pay $5 to $7 a gallon for fuel. If that would happen, we'd lose our business. We couldn't afford to even run these boats, so we got to have domestic oil.
Pruitt does not support deep water drilling, but he thinks there's a sweet spot that's not too close to shore either. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Stewart in Tampa.
Officials in Arizona report the number of people dying in the desert is on pace to set a record for a single month. Migrants are succumbing to desert heat as they try to cross into the U.S. illegally. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Since July 1st, the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office in southern Arizona has received 40 bodies, enough to prompt it to use a refrigerated truck for the space to store some of them. At the current rate, the county will surpass the single-month record of 68 bodies recorded in 2005. Numbers for the first 6 months of the year are up dramatically as well. Officials attribute that to well above normal temperatures this spring, combined with heightened border security. Arizona's new immigration law, which allows police to ask people about their immigration status while enforcing another law, is scheduled to go into effect in less than 2 weeks. But there are lawsuits pending that could result in an injunction. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
About 40 miles east of Phoenix, three hikers are still missing in the Superstition Mountains in Arizona. The men are from Utah and were looking for the legendary Lost Dutchman gold mine. Their vehicle was spotted empty almost a week ago. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Officials in Pakistan say at least 16 people were killed in an ambush on civilian vehicles in a northwestern region near the border with Afghanistan. The BBC's Jill McGivern reports there's been a number of recent attacks in the volatile area.
Local officials said the group of civilians, which included women, was traveling in a small convoy through the Kuram tribal area towards Peshawar. All of those killed are thought to be Shia Muslims, who have become particularly vulnerable to attack in this lawless and Sunni-dominated area. The road between Kuram and Peshawar has become a notorious flashpoint. The direct route only takes a few hours, and there have been various attempts by the security forces recently to secure the road. But militant violence has continued, with frequent attacks on Pakistani forces and on local Shias.
The BBC's Jill McGivern reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he'll agree to direct peace talks with Israel if Israel accepts a future Palestinian state based on land occupied by Israel in the Six-Day War of 1967. President Obama's envoy to the region, George Mitchell, said a Palestinian state would be part of an ideal settlement.
It also will include peace between Israel and Syria and normalized relations between Israel and all of the countries of the region.
Mitchell met today with Abbas and yesterday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Tennis star Serena Williams needs surgery on her right foot. Officials say she cut her foot last week on glass at a restaurant. No details were provided. She's to miss three tournaments leading to the U.S. Open. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.